But I was more going towards defending myself. Like, it's good.
There's no defense for who you are, Jim.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, joining you after the Woodlake Estates group run. Another good crew out, 11 people I think we had this morning.
Yes.
Typical crew out, but we did have one reappearance, Tyler Carey, one of my neighbors, came and was on bike support. It was good to see him. He's been injured for a while with running, but he wanted to come out. He had plenty of water for us, but that was nice of him. Didn't end up taking any, but he... been doing some aqua bike and stuff, but you know, I've discussed triathlon before, but I know you guys are not super interested in that unless you want me to talk about triathlon.
We've talked about it
morning.
So much.
Yeah.
All beat right, us down with it.
Good to see him. Seth back out 2 weeks in a row, and he hung on for 3 miles this morning. I could tell he was hanging on for dear life. Wasn't talking a whole lot. I'm just running behind, but it was good seeing everybody this morning. And got a little bit of race news while Jason smacks his horse fly off of Mark's
head. I don't care where it lands. Hit it.
It's huge.
We need to have this as outtakes. Wow. Okay, it flew off. It really did. But yeah, race news. The Spillway Classic. Is that the name of the race? Spillway Classic coming up July. You said that's the 16th? 13th?
16th.
The 16th.
I'm pretty sure it's the 16th.
I think that's technically Norco, Louisiana, but that's New Orleans Track Club. I think there are a few people from the local group talking about going, and I think I looked up, there were probably 5 or 6 people from Hammond area going to the race. If it ends up being good weather leading up to it, I may consider it, but I don't know. I don't want to run through
mud. It's a fun one.
Yeah. Spillway Classic coming up, but the bigger news, Scott Henderson and I this week nailed it down. July 4th, full send invitational 1 mile time trial at the Ponchatoula High School track at 7 a.m. It's not a race that we really advertise, but if anybody wants to come and test their mettle in the 1 mile, it's about, you know, we had a mix of people last year, so most of the guys running about 6 minutes a mile, but we did. Scott had his friend out there, Ron Pimbo, last year, and I think he was around 8 minutes a mile. So it's not all people who are killing it. Catherine says she might want to come out there and do it. So come out if you're serious about running the 1 mile time trial, or let us know if you want to come. But yeah, we don't want to have the cops called on us at the Bushville High School.
Do we have permission to be there?
Yeah, Scott has got permission from the track coach.
Oh, okay.
There.
Well, great.
At Ponchatoula. But last year we did have to squeeze through a fence, so prepare yourselves for that. Other race news, we got the Dog Days of Summer 5K coming up in August. I think you ran that one last year.
And, yeah, that's the one. Thank you.
And he didn't get it.
Nah, it's up there. I did hit it. I hit the horse for him. The Dog Days
Punch
of Summer.
Punch it, man. I told you, hit it.
Dog Days of Summer 5K, I think, Mark, you took Cleo to that last year.
Yeah, we did the 1 mile there because we had the plastic. Yeah, a very cool T-shirt that I had to give away.
The dog with the sunglasses.
The dog with the sunglasses, yeah.
I know Cleo was very interested in the dogs at that race. So. That's in Denham, I believe. And then we got a couple things on the schedule already for September. We got the Fireman's 5K. We got walk, run, roll race, 5K, 10K, and then there was a walk for Kylie that Michelle Downing sent me a flyer for and posted in the Tangi Running Club group, and I think a number of our ladies have already looked into signing up for that. So, big race schedule coming up, and you'd think September, but hey, it's not that far off. We're already approaching July.
Yep.
Once the school year hits, it's going to go fast, so...
Yeah.
Got to start getting ready for our races. I think Chad told me it's not that many weeks out from North Shore Marathon. If you normally half marathon training takes you 12 weeks, 16 weeks, something like that. Getting pretty close on that. So lots of stuff coming up. You got to wait and see what I can do with Catherine's cross-country schedule. She has given me leeway to take one of those September mornings off to go race if I want to, but it'll depend on if I end up wanting to try to run a marathon at some point. Any other race news you guys got? Forge, is that?
Forge is in December.
December, okay. I know you were getting ready for the trail marathon.
Trail marathon.
Is that a drunk sign up?
I'm going to do it. I don't know how it's going to go. But
what's the shortest distance here?
20, I think it is.
No, they got a 5 and a 10K and a...
I'll probably...
But that's on the Saturday of our family Christmas, so I can't do it. So I'm going up that Sunday morning to do...
Full marathon. I might go and hang,
because Drew may go with me, too.
Full marathon on the trails. It's going to be interesting. Maybe I might be able to get a hall pass to come hang out. We'll see. Any other race news?
No race news, but I have follow-up to some of the stuff.
Global news? Is this going to be more bears?
It's like the Empire Strikes Back, because man made a blow against the animal kingdom.
Okay.
All right, get these glasses on here. They quit fogging up. So this happened in Wales, which I think Jay goes every summer to Wales.
And we're not talking about the animals' Wales
at
this point.
But more than 60 horses and 1,000 runners faced off in the 42nd running of man versus horse. And for only the fourth time in history, a man won that. Ran it in 2:24:38, beating the horse by 10 minutes.
How far is that?
I don't have that.
I always ask the question.
Wait,
you ever ask
the what was the distance?
Yeah. I don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Just for the record, y'all, they're going to make sure they both have. I do not have the distance to this. I will. I'll see if I can't follow it up. We'll put it in the show notes or something. Thing. I don't know the guy's name that won either, or the horse that finished first.
Okay,
but I do know that a man.
About here?
Wow. Okay. And the other news. Runner's World had a list of the best marathons. If you like to drink beer afterwards, the Louisiana Marathon was the first one listed.
Oh,
they didn't, really?
They didn't have them listed in the top 10. They mentioned that you get the 6. Deals
right.
Where you can get 6 food. He also mentioned how good the food is.
That's cool.
So they didn't rank them, but it was the first one mentioned. So
we'll just say they ranked them.
Congratulations to Fresh Chunky Racing for having one of the best.
That's awesome.
Finish festival.
Yes.
Beer wise.
And it is a great finish festival. So.
When it's warm enough to drink beer.
Yeah.
Though it was that one year they had Yuengling, which was out of character for them. Usually it's Adidas that. Sponsors it, and Abita always sponsors North Shore too. That's a good beer race as well.
Yeah, it's the first time we ever had
a Abita boot.
Yeah, the boot.
Last year, I think they had some Giacomo and some. Maybe they had some. No, it had Amber. I think.
Yeah, because the Giacomo is the shirt from the 5K.
Congratulations to the founders and the directors of the Louisiana Marathon. Something to really be proud of. Any other race news you got?
No other race news.
What were some of the other races on the list?
I don't remember. I don't, and I didn't care. I just saw the Louisiana, and they were really, the little article they wrote on it,
They didn't mention Rock and Roll in New Orleans? $5 Michelob Ultra?
Oh, man, don't get me. Why you want to?
Do they even still have that?
Bring me down.
I don't think New Orleans is not very supportive.
I think I destroyed that just by my talk on the podcast.
All right, so I guess that ends our race news segment. Race news.
Around the world.
Facebook feedback. This week we have a topic, though. Is this continuing?
Yeah, this
our
continues.
Book
yeah,
okay. This is continuing and, our series on the book "I Hate Running and You Can Too."
And say what it's on the book. Some of the ideas came from the book.
We're just riffing on the book.
Yeah. Right. And it's a very good book, and I'm reading another one of his where it's just some individual articles he wrote about running. And they're entertaining. He's an entertaining writer.
The author, Brendan Leonard, you can tell he must do, like, comic-type drawing stuff. It's if you've ever seen the XKD or XCKD, where it's, like, charts and things, but they look like comics. It's kind of that style of stuff. So it is entertaining. The book we're talking about, I Hate Running and You Can Too, was a little short. So, but if you can find it cheap on Kindle, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's entertaining.
But today we're going to be talking about whether or not running is demanding.
Right.
And I will say off the bat that the first thing that anybody said in relation to this was about how demanding I am. I don't feel like I'm that demanding.
Of course not. You know, I'm sure Hitler and those guys didn't feel like, hey, I'm not doing anything.
So, okay, so.
Why are people bothered?
Give you an example. Wednesday night, there's an LSU baseball game coming on. We were finished the Wednesday night group run. You know how far they were into the game? One inning. If you were a steady member of a group run, would you miss that group run just to be able to see one inning of a baseball game? I don't see it. But I'm demanding.
Well, Mark don't even go, so he can't say anything.
Well, hey, it's a long drive to Tennessee, but I'll make it once a week. You know, I mean, I don't know what y'all want. Y'all want me to move out here? What you want me to do?
You can't afford
this. Right, yeah. I'd have to have a fruit and vegetable stand if it would turn into the subdivision here. My. Okay, I'm fixing to beat myself to death here.
I am going to have a little editing to do because Mark's about to start cussing at this horse fly.
Kill it, Jake. I don't care if you got a knock. Go ahead.
I'll cut this all out.
All right.
That's a big one.
And take two. Is running demanding? All right, so this is our third question. We asked, was running fun? We asked, was running complicated? And now we're going to ask, is it demanding? So,
right off the bat. It is if you want to keep, like if you take off too long like I did, you lose a lot of what you gained.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, though, too. Like, you lose a lot when you take off a running, but when you start back, it comes back pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on your personality, really. I mean, I know people that can go out and just enjoy a run a couple days a week just for fitness,
right,
just for fun. People that, you know, just come to a group run, hang out. But I find running is demanding on me, personally.
Well, and it's not just running. I think if you had any kind of workout regimen, you know, whether it's going to the gym or whatever, it does demand, but it depends.
It demands time.
Right.
If you, you know.
But, I mean, it depends on what you want to do, how demanding it is.
Right.
If you're just, like, during the summer, I've heard a lot of people say, I'm just trying to maintain. I don't, you know,
yeah. Don't
want to, because this heat will wear you down. So, you know, you carve out a little bit of time and just maintain. But if you're looking at wanting to, I mean, I guess the two things that runners do is try to get faster or try to go farther. And when the more you try to do that, the more demanding it is. Because I know doing this mile thing, my focus has been on trying to get a little faster.
Yeah.
I know there's a good chance I'm going to finish last, but I would like to have a decent mile time for me. So my running, I don't run as long or as far, but I got to put more into it. I've got to run faster every time I run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so there's a demand on putting more time into it, more miles, or more effort.
Yeah, I think the thing that's demanding time-wise is, like, right now, if you're going to run, I feel like you almost do have to do it early. Like, if you're going to run, I mean, if you just, like, our Wednesday night group run is hot. But it's 3 miles. You know, it's not that bad. But if you're going to be putting in mileage over the summer, you almost have to wake up early, which is demanding for some people.
Marty was telling me this morning that he said we started at 9:15. I thought he meant 9:15 in the morning, which I thought was crazy. He meant a 9:15 pace, which, you know, that's good also. But I thought at first, he said 9:15. Why would you start running at 9:15 in the morning?
I have been running some mid-morning runs just to try and acclimate to the heat. And it's been just utter misery for the most part. But, yeah, like you said, it's demanding. It can be demanding in different ways. So I feel like running long distances is more demanding, like on your bones and your joints and your, I mean, if you slow down enough, you know, most runners can run for longer than they think they can, but whenever you get into doing shorter distances, trying to get faster, that to me is more demanding, like on your lungs. Like, I don't enjoy, like, my lungs are like burning during a 1 mile time trial.
Yeah.
But it's over in, you know, 6 minutes, which is nice. Whereas in a marathon, it's just like a slow, steady pain that just builds and crescendos.
And you know it's going to stay with you for a couple of weeks after.
The last 6 miles. Yeah, I can recover from a 1 mile time trial, take a day off.
Yeah.
Marathon, that's demanding enough that I'm probably going to have to take 2 weeks off. Yeah, it's a demanding time commitment. I mean, marathon running, that's 3 hour long runs a lot of times was what you build up to.
Right.
Even running shorter distances, they say a long run, your long run should still build up to 90 minutes. And that's a long time to go out and run.
Yeah.
And if you look at demands, I think there's some just general demands. Time is always a thing. Effort. I mean, it takes effort to do it. Takes commitment to get up and do it. But then there's some more specific demands if you're focusing on something. You know, if, like you say, if you're focusing on a distance, and a marathon has some very, I'll never forget those 16, 17 mile mornings, and that was...
Yeah, it's not just like 1 3-hour run.
Right. It's weeks and weeks of it.
Start with 2 hours runs and then build up to a 3-hour
And that's
hour
one
run.
Thing the guy had mentioned in the book was it wasn't just, you know, he said, oh, wow, you ran a marathon, 26.2 miles. And he was thinking the buildup was the thing.
Right.
The weeks and weeks of, you know, 50 miles a week.
Yeah.
You know, that's the buildup. The race wasn't the thing. But I think one of the other demands, if you're doing something like that, and you're running for the long term, is you got to have patience.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be other demands on your time that are going to screw up your running plan. Right. You're not always going to be able to get that run in that you want because something else happens.
Baseball games.
Baseball games.
LSU making it.
For schools for which you haven't even watched a single game all season long.
But yeah,
where most of the players are not actually from Louisiana.
See, I wasn't gonna, you know, get on our members, you know, our fellow runners here. I was talking more. One of the things is patience with injuries.
Yeah,
I know when I started this, I felt great. I've pulled a groin muscle at work, and it slowed me down, and it's messed up. But you know, it's figured. It's 4th of July. I've got what? A good 10 or 15 of those left in my lifetime?
Yeah.
At my age?
Maybe. If you're lucky.
Wow. Thank you. Again, and you wonder why we talk about Jeremy.
Yeah, but it is the main, like, patience is a thing, too, and not just when you get injured, but prevent injury. Like, the one thing that if you go out and you try to run too much too soon, like too many miles a week too soon, you're going to get hurt. If you go out and try to run too fast too soon, you're going to get hurt. So it takes patience of knowing, like, that you have to gradually build up to a certain level of fitness.
And he talked about in the book, too, it takes patience to work through those injuries. And he kind of drew the thing out that if you're running across a long term and you have an injury that lasts you a few months, if you look at it in the long term, that's not really...
Yeah.
But it does take patience to do it.
Except when you get your age, because you don't know when it's going to be
career-ending. Right, yeah. I keep looking around and wondering where the angel of death is. Thank you, Jeremy, for reminding me of that.
I think it flew off. But yeah, and the demands are, like you were saying, they're very specific to different races. So, like, even in terms of workouts, like for a 5K, I might do... So if I'm doing interval training for a 5K, the most I'd ever run in intervals would be about 3 miles worth. But marathon running, and that might be at like 15 a mile or something like that. But breaking it up into a quarter mile, half mile, 1 mile at a time. But for a marathon, like, your intervals are, okay, now go out and run 8 miles or 10 miles or 14 miles at marathon pace. It's just very different in terms of the training that you have to do. I guess more specific. And all demanding in their own way.
What's the, this is just a question, what is the most demanding thing about it, you think?
I think it's the time. Like, time, I think it's the time, and also, like, trying to, like, making sure that you have your family support. Like, if, you know, you got little kids, and Erica didn't, like, no, you can't go run 3 hours on Saturday morning to get ready for this marathon, or no, you can't spend $100 on this race. I mean, you got to have support for it, and you got to be able to be willing to. I know, like, people think that you're going to fit exercise or whatever into your schedule, but I don't know a whole lot of people that don't start it by doing it in the morning and waking up early, because it's the only time that you can, a lot of times, carve out for yourself where you're not going to have other demands on your time.
It's like me right now. I've been going to work around 5 in the morning. There's no way I'm getting up before then and running. I'm not typically up early enough, but hey, I know I got a hot day ahead of me. So it's like finding the right times to where I can squeeze in a run during the week.
And then it's like, it's not even for some people that you're building in the time to wake up early enough to run. Then you got to wake up early enough to also, you know, get ready after, where you might have been able to just pop out of bed, brush your teeth, and go. Now you got to take a shower because you.
Yeah, I don't, because in my job, I'm not going to smell good all day anyway.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I'm thinking more in terms of, like, Catherine waking it up and doing her cross-country stuff. Like, she's going to have to shower before school.
You don't have to.
She might.
You don't need friends. I mean, you don't need people.
And then I think, you know, there are. It's good to get. Part of it being demanding is good for you. Like, part of being.
Okay. That's kind of where we're going to end up. on the series. So, but yeah, and that is kind of the focus. That the stuff that it demands from you, it builds in you, and it serves you in other areas of life.
Right.
You know, one thing I heard this week in a podcast was a guy was talking about what it takes to build a morning routine as far as workouts. And I already have one, so I was just listening out of curiosity, but he said something I thought was good. He said that Jerry Seinfeld, he used a Jerry Seinfeld example, I guess, from one of his old stand-up routines, where he said the worst invention that will bring down mankind is the snooze button because it teaches you just to be lazy. And so the guy's thing was never hit the snooze button. He said that is your first test, your first battle of the day, is to get up when you say you're going to get up. And so
I set 2 alarms. I set one in my bedroom, and I set one in another room that I have to get up. And like on a morning where I know I'm not going to feel like getting up, I'll set 2 alarms. But I was more going towards defending myself, like, it's good.
There's no defense for who you are, Jerry.
When you get into, like, say, a group run or whatever, it's good that people are there and have expectations of you. I mean, like, I'm joking. You know, the College World Series happens once a year, and people are going to go and watch that, whatever. But it's good that, you know, you have people who are expecting you to be there week in and week out. God knows where Jason would be right now if on Saturday and Sunday mornings we hadn't gotten him back into running and, you know, expected him to be there and made it a matter of pride that when you miss, you get made fun of.
Yeah.
You know? It's been good for us.
The group run is demanding only because I let it be. But no, it's like it, you know, you want to be there, you know.
Who wants to go through life having no expectations?
And I am hoping in the fall when my work slows up some, me and Cleo can go out, because she really enjoyed that. Josie enjoyed going. So I hope we can get more into that.
All right, so I think our final thing is that running is demanding, but mostly in a good way, as long as you kind of pace yourself through it. Any other parting shots? Next week we'll have to hype. It'll be 1 mile time trial hype week, plus we'll maybe throw in some other stuff.
We might pitch y'all against each other on some trivia. You know,
1 mile, trivia. Okay, that would be good.
But see, you tell him that, and he's going to start looking it up.
No, I've already. So if you want to read a good book about the 1 mile, there's a book called The Perfect Mile. It's about Roger Bannister and there's two other guys, and you forget their names because they.
They wasn't Roger Bannister.
They weren't the first one to break the 4 minute mile. But the story of them leading up to trying to break the 4 minute mile, it's a really good book.
Look that up. I need one.
It's not available on audiobook, I don't think, because I've looked.
And I do want to say hello to Gwendolyn, who thoroughly enjoyed last week's episode.
But she says she would have beat Chad.
She said she would have beat Chad, and my baby wouldn't lie.
We may have to have a call in one time where she competes against Chad.
Yeah, we may have to pit that. We may have to do that. Bad thing about it, she only works 3/12s, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Well, Chad's only responsible for competing against who?
Exactly.
He
right. Yeah. But she did. She texted me constantly during that listening to that episode. She loved it. Want me to compliment y'all
on being
smart enough to have me in this.
I promise I won't study for the 1 mile trivia.
That's all right. You know, my trivia, if it's got anything to do with a mile, it's probably.
Be like math.
I'm going to do that. I can already tell you.
That was fun last week.
How long is a mile in nanometers?
And hey, if y'all want to open it up and have others join us for the trivia next week, I'm good with that too. We'll do the mile hype and the mile trivia, and then we'll save our summer series and keep going from there.
All right. Well, until next time, we will catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.